Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, February 16th. It'll be live on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 38,035 head will be sold starting 8 a.m. on Thursday. To preview the video and look at a specific lot, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com, or for more information, call 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock, Thursday, February 16th.
Herbicide-tolerant iGrowth sorghum hybrids from Alta Seeds paired with the weed-fighting power of Imiflex herbicide from UPL isn't just the first non-GMO herbicide-tolerant sorghum production system in the U.S. After two seasons and over 500,000 acres, it's the best in the industry. And that reputation is earned where it matters most, in the field, fighting sorghum's toughest grass and broadleaf weeds and boosting yield potential under the harshest conditions. Bring the best to your sorghum acres. Visit sorghumpotential.com.
Well, the COVID pandemic and the war in Russia and Ukraine has increased wheat forward contracting prices for wheat. That's according to OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson, although the impacts from COVID in the market have started to wear off.
Of course, with the COVID, you know, I've said that we've took prices from around $4.50 up to $8. Then the war last February, I took it from the $8 up to over $13. It's backed off. I think we've got most of the COVID impact out of the market. But I think there's the Russian-Ukraine war with the amount of wheat and the little bit of corn coming out of there, they're definitely going to have an impact on prices. Now, what you can look at is the average annual U.S. prices and the ending stocks-to-use ratios. And look at that relationship, and that should tell you and show you the impact of extraneous forces on prices. You go back to 2012 for the average annual price, around $7.77. The stocks-to-use ratio was 24%. You can go in mid about 2016. You had $3.90 for an average annual price, 55% stocks-to-use ratio. So you're looking at exactly offset relationship between stocks-to-use ratio and price.
Anderson said the war's not expected to end anytime soon, so he gave this advice to producers.
Take that dollar increase in prices, probably a 30 or 40 cent increase in corn prices. I wouldn't do anything until I got closer to harvest. Our big problem right now is the drought, is the poor quality of our wheat that's in the ground, and our uncertainty of yields. I think price is going to take care of itself. Yields is what we got to be concerned with.
Once again, that's OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson. Well, our very own Ron Hayes is touring the country of Israel with the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Class this year, looking at forms of agriculture in the country. Hayes had the chance to visit with Omar Thon. He's a director of operations at the Stiebel Flour Mill.
So we are a family-owned business ever since 1935. We operate 5 milling sites, 2 grain storage sites. We do traditional milling of wheat, flour, spelt, rye, and also other grains, pulses, lentils, basically anything we can make flour out of, we're in the business for. Afterwards, we use it for bakeries. We send it off to bakeries, industrial users, household applications, and pretty much any request on the flour market.
Regarding the war in Russia and Ukraine creating difficulties for sourcing wheat, Thon said problems with insurance and shipping have been their biggest concerns. We'll be featuring more of Ron Hayes' reports from the Oklahoma Ag Leadership trip to Israel in the next coming days. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.